we're very pleased by the rescuing by the Nigerian military of these civilians, mostly girls and children and women. This is part of a series of attacks by the Nigerian armed forces on bases that have been held by Boko Haram. And very often during these attacks that have been going on for the past several months, the military is finding civilians who've been held captive by Boko Haram.
What is UNICEF's role in these liberations?
We don't have a direct role in the liberations. Those are as a result of military actions by the government. However, once the civilians, mostly children and women, have been rescued by the government, we are working with the government and calling on them to process them as quickly as possible. The government screens them, understandably, to make sure that there are not Boko Haram activists among them. But we do call on the government to remember that these are mostly civilians, and we ask that they process them, screen them as quickly as they can, and bearing in mind all their human rights, so that they can be released as quickly as possible. Once they're released, they go to camps for the displaced in the northeast, and there UNICEF and our partners, including the Nigerian government, are able to have access to them, where we are able to give them the support that they need.
You say this is one of the liberations amongst many. What state do these rescued women and children arrive in, and what support does UNICEF provide?
These mostly children and women arrive generally in terrible condition. They've been kept for some time. It varies the amount of time they've been kept, but really under terrible conditions. Children in particular are malnourished, extremely weak, but also the women. Most of the women and girls have been raped. Some of them are pregnant. Some of them have been infected with HIV. They are really in dreadful, dreadful, dreadful condition, and of course, traumatized by their experience. UNICEF and our partners were able to get them most urgently health care, basic health care. Some of them have been injured also, especially in the fighting around their liberation from Boko Haram. So most urgently, they're getting health care and nutrition support for children in particular suffer very badly and very quickly from malnutrition. We're also getting, as far as we can, psychosocial support for them. And this obviously is very needed. They have been terribly traumatized.